This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and how can I be an idiot who knows nothing and yet always think I am right?
I'm Brandy Posey, and shout out to weirdos who own tropical fish stores.
I'm Tess Barker, and a few things sound as masochistic as paying to see 50 Shades of Grey.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Everybody, welcome to the show.
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you I was in a bad mood, but every time I come here, I feel great. So I feel good now.
Really kind of find my balance in the garage.
Yeah,
feels really good.
In the glam cave.
Hey.
I forgot we were calling it that.
Yeah. It's perfect.
It is.
Like man,
disco ball.
Like man cave, but glam cave.
Yeah. Why not just the glaive?
Oh.
Sounds like a glade.
Kind of sound like the glade, yeah. The glaives.
Yeah.
The Everglades.
And then we're glavers.
Isn't
which
the
is...
glades like a fake a fake OC show on some? I think it's on Arrested. Anyway.
I feel
sorry.
The glade is a fake OC show?
Yeah.
Like, but at the Florida Everglades?
Yeah.
That would be.
Let's give our guests a proper intro.
No, we're going to keep talking. We're figuring this out.
She's a comedian from the UK. She's going to become a Los Angeles resident super fucking soon. Nadia Camille, everybody.
You're just watching. Nadia is super hilarious, and she has a great feminist burlesque act if you look it up.
Thank you.
We were just watching. It's so funny.
Yeah. A lot of your videos are really, really great.
Yeah.
I had quite a weird sort of backlash from that.
Really?
Yeah, from some people in the burlesque community who thought that it was an
that
attack
were,
on
like,
them
saying,
rather than actually a defense of it, which is what it literally was. Me having a weird experience of seeing a burlesque artist at a comedy club, and the context was just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
That it made everybody in the club just go, oh, burlesque is, doesn't work here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that my thing was like a response to that feeling going, no, it's fine. It was just out of context. Context
right,
matters.
Right, so here it is in context.
Yeah.
Right, and that a woman can own her sexuality and still deserves to be respected. But those things are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Right. It's a choice-based thing,
well,
isn't it?
Well, the important thing that I'm sure you learned is that, like, we can't do anything right ever, and someone's going to hate
it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you knew that the internet has opinions, but they do.
Oh, yeah.
About everything.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's a great video, though.
I do have a terrible... I hate this, and I want to end it, but I have a terrible habit of going and reading comments. Like,
oh, really?
Do you read comments on your own stuff?
Yeah, which is obviously a bad idea.
See, I won't read comments on my own stuff.
No.
But mostly other...
Everyone's like, no.
Mostly other things, though. Like, I'll read them, and I'm like, why am I reading this? There's just no point.
You just have to make a conscious decision to be like, I will not scroll down.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. If there was a way for me to turn off comments on Facebook on all of my stuff, I would. If they put that button on there, so I could just post things.
I think you could. You could turn it off.
Can I?
Yeah.
I need to do some.
You can make it so that nobody can comment on your stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to put this out there to our listeners. If you're good at Facebook and we can trust you, I personally will hire you to fix my shit.
Yeah.
You mean like so only.
Yeah.
Can I have the creeps who don't have like any real photos, just like put them in a weird special folder
somewhere.
Yeah,
go in like a bin somewhere.
Yeah.
If your profile picture is John Belushi from Animal House, I'm not gonna add you.
See, and you can be on my page if that's the case.
See, I'm okay with John Belushi and Animal House. Just
course,
show me your face.
Course.
Show me your, don't hide behind things. I get mad at my boyfriend sometimes will post his profile picture is sometimes not him. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're being an internet creep. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, I don't care. Show your face to the world.
Yeah,
don't be an anonymous.
Oh, your baby's face.
Yeah.
Right, that's fine.
That's fine.
Because that's kind of your face.
Yeah. You
it's
made
like half
the,
your
if
face.
If you made the face, then sure.
Or if you didn't make it and you're caring for it.
Right.
That's fine, too.
Just put a real breathing human that has a social security number. That's
See,
all
you
I
say that,
about.
But for a while, my picture was Janice the Muppet. Sorry.
But, yeah, but you had other real photos of you. I'm talking about like people right. who have like who are only character photos, and then those like weird, all their cover photos are like weird quotes or like yeah. sunsets
oh, yeah.
or whatever.
Inspirational quotes yeah. over a beautiful just, landscape.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't
If there's
trust
no
you.
Way to find out who the person is.
Yeah.
Like, I need to,
and
I need
even
to be
then,
able to find
fun,
your face.
Like, you could still be faking it, but at least yeah, yeah. like you're
right.
doing a good job.
And isn't it funny that there's
not? It's not. It's not a bad.
Oh, we wanted to say we have a show coming up at the end of February.
In San Francisco!
In San Francisco!
Oh my God. So wake up!
San Francisco.
I like that.
Hey.
I tried to do that joke and it bombed so hard in San Francisco.
Aw.
I like on them.
I like to yell at the audience in San Francisco and ask them if talking about Full House is hack or not. I'm just like, tell me, am I being a hack if I talk about this? Like, am I? No, no, yes, no. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay, yeah. that settles it. At our show, we're gonna come in shirts that say "Cut it out."
Yes, perfect. That feels all correct. Right, yep. Then, Wednesday, yeah. February 25th at the Makeout Room. That's when it'll be. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's it. Sorry, I got distracted by my phone.
Is that the name of the venue?
Yeah, the Makeout okay. Room.
It's
in the
great.
Mission.
The sign on it is like super glittery. It's like a sequined sign. Mm. It's very yeah. beautiful.
I love sequins. We were talking earlier about Drag Race. And yeah, I think just I realized that I am a drag queen. I love sequins. I love dressing up. I love being fabulous. I yeah. believe that if you don't love you, who will?
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Thank you. Yeah,
you were saying dressed up as a drag queen for Christmas. I had a Christmas party. We had a Christmas drag party.
That's so awesome. Fun.
Me and my housemate. This is just before I left London. Me and my mm-hmm. housemate hosted the party, and we both dressed up in drag.
Oh God, I want to do that.
Did you?
So
have
how
a name?
Do you dress up in drag? Like. Not just as a woman, you know what I mean?
It's like
what's the difference?
Accentuating everything, so like, mm-hmm. huge hair, contouring your face.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of contour.
Which is kind of incredible. It's kind of creepy. I can show you a picture.
It's so yeah. bizarre. Please. How Let contouring really like changes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my yeah. God! Yes, hello. Hello, contouring is everything. That's the thing.
I don't know though. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Okay, you need to borrow making faces.
I have
me.
99 cent. Like right now, I have 99 cent like BB cream. Like it's awful. Yeah.
I like that you're using BB cream now. You get your moisturizer, your SPF.
But I feel like 99 cent store BB is like. It's just giving me cancer.
Wait, you
like,
weren't exaggerating? It's really
no,
from the
I'm
99
not.
Cent store.
No, it was from like CVS, but it was the 99 cent. You know what I mean?
In like the bin.
Yeah. It was the NYC.
The cheap version.
So that's
oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, a little video of me getting into drag
oh,
at
cool.
Christmas.
Follow Nadia Cam on Instagram.
This.
She has her hair done up in two buns and she.
It's a bow. It's like a Christmas bow.
Oh, it is like a Christmas oh. bow. That's awesome. That's cool. You have your face like yeah, the contour is really
the contouring, yeah. Awesome. And also yeah, as a girl with a big nose, mm-hmm. realizing that contouring exists is so exciting. You're like that's like so much cheaper than a nose job.
Exactly. Yeah.
And yet I can still feel like I've got a little dainty nose.
Yeah, you can
even
invent
though it's just covered
bones?
In brown makeup.
Yeah.
That's what's weird when, like, have you guys seen when, like, Kim Kardashian like does the contouring?
Mm.
Just like all the lines and you're like the transformation.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not like she looked. Yeah, but she looked like shit before.
You're busted ass.
Yeah.
But if you do contouring wrong, you look like a cast member in Cats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
definitely.
You have to blend it.
Which hey, that could be your.
That's
look.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you wanted to be a drag cat. Is that a thing?
Just oh, gotta work it.
Yeah. That's actually where the musical Cats came from. It was a bunch of drag queens that did not
they,
know
like,
what the fuck they were doing.
Could not pull off contouring.
It could not blend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then obviously the cat version of Les Mis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were listening before the podcast when we were talking about, without the microphones on, then you would understand what that reference
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it's a great callback.
I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
A cat version of Les Mis.
Yeah.
Write it, mail it, put it up.
Mail it to someone. Wait, I wanted to talk about this. I signed up for therapy, no big deal.
In
yeah,
person?
You did.
Well, yeah, I had to do like the wait list and all this stuff, but I had my first session mm-hmm. and I showed up and my therapist did not. She didn't show up for our first session.
Oh my no. God. And did you have abandonment issues?
not until then. No. Not until that
oh,
moment.
No.
I was just dying laughing. Like I was sitting in the office waiting and like all the other therapists come in and they find their person.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like one by no. one they were plucked off. And I was like, she's not here. I know she's not here. And then I like And then like 15 15 minutes went by and I was like, this is a problem. So I talked to them and I guess she got in the time confused. But I was like, you can't be more of a mess than I am. Like, that's not okay.
She's either your perfect therapist or the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
I know. So I just thought it was hilarious.
Like, have you seen her since?
Because I saw her the same day later.
Okay. Okay. How did she feel?
She
about
was cool.
That?
I mean, she felt really bad. Okay. She was, you know, she got confused.
Did she have to talk to you about how bad she felt?
Yeah.
She laid down on the couch for the first 10 minutes and was like, this is what was happening.
She felt so guilty.
It is weird because, like, I mean, I've only done it, like, I've done it once a little bit before. Mm-hmm. And it is just weird because you're like, I don't know. You feel, I'm like, okay, fix my brain, person. Mm-hmm. But they're just another human. Like, they get fucked up shit all the time, I'm sure. So,
but it's easier to fix somebody else than yourself.
Of course. And also, obviously, if they're trained and, like, telling you how to work with it. But
there is also that human element of, you feel like you should be asking about them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a big problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt really weird. Yeah. So I was just like, here's everything.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. It feels really creepy.
I remember, like, having to break myself with the habit of coming in and being like, oh, hey, how you doing? Whatever. And being like, and asking about them for like 10 minutes.
How was your holiday?
Yeah.
I'm paying for this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Luckily, I got over it pretty quick.
Good.
No, but yeah, it was just, I thought it was so funny that she didn't show up. But. Yeah.
Have you Googled your therapist?
No, I should. I don't even know. Well, I don't know her last name.
Because my best friend, my housemate from London, Alice, did Google hers and discovered that she is an expert in BDSM.
Oh, really?
That's good to know. Awesome.
Yeah, I know. But then that meant that all that she wanted to do
was talk
in her next
that.
Session
of
was
course.
Like, what do you do? What do you tell me about what you do?
Tell me. Yeah. Tell me the ticks.
Make my soul feel better. Make my body feel bad.
Awesome.
I don't know if she said that. Oh, she probably didn't say that.
Mine does not. I've Googled mine and mine does not have an online presence. She's like really hard to find on the internet.
That's smart.
Yeah, it feels really
good.
She's
the one with the inspirational quote on the Facebook. Those are all the therapists. I did think, well, yeah, because I don't know if she, I mean, I feel like if you were doing therapy for somebody who had like an online presence, like number one with a bullet, go read my Twitter feed and then tell me what's wrong with me or whatever.
Yeah.
You think they probably, no, because like they're not doing extra work when they're not on the clock.
No,
right?
Of course they're not. I mean, I would assume not.
Also, there was one time with my counselor when I was talking about a gig that I was really anxious about and talking about my opening joke, and she was like, what is it? What's the joke? And I said, you're going to have to pay me. Awesome. You want me to do my material in front of you? I'm not going to tell you my joke.
That's
unless
hilarious.
You want to workshop it with me.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Irene.
Plus, I don't know that you want a therapist analyzing your jokes because it's like, no, I want to be self-deprecating.
Right. Yeah.
I want to disrespect myself. This is my art.
Well, and like also, that is to me the worst possible version of someone at a party being like, tell me a joke.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that is by far the worst
just
situation.
Quietly writing on a notebook that you'll never see.
And I can just see her going, oh. And like, that's all.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And then they wonder why you have confidence issues.
Yeah, yeah. There's no.
She was definitely trying to, she was like, What is the joke?
She just wanted to know.
I'm just gonna go to a bunch of therapy sessions just so I can like bring them to a bringer show. You know, like, all right, here's my sixth therapist.
You need to see me in the wild.
It's a 2-drink minimum, but you know, got 3 hours of comedy. It's gonna be a great night.
Polly Shore will come in about hour 5.
Yeah.
So, Nadia, you just came from the Museum of Jurassic Technology.
Yes, I did, directly from there. Well, via a sandwich, but...
And was that your first time there?
It was my first time there, awesome.
What was your impression of it?
Well, we drove past it because it's so unassuming. It's this tiny little building.
Yeah, it is. It's really kind of... You can definitely miss it.
Yeah, we totally missed it. And then we got in and the guy who's like... comes to just sort of find like 4 people waiting to pay to get in, and he's flustered because I don't think he's used to that many people coming at once.
No.
He's like, will you suggest it's $8 to get in? And please, no food or drink, or no cell phones, texting or photography.
That is the persona of that entire place.
They're like mole people who never have human contact.
Yeah. He was excited and terrified all at once.
Yeah.
And then we paid and we went in, and it's great because it's so weird.
Yeah.
And there's sort sort of mixture of real things and not real things. And you're just like, why are you fucking with me, this museum?
Well, like the premise of the Museum of Jurassic Technology, for those that don't know, is basically it's an alternative history museum. And there's like an opening video that's amazing that basically suggests that in the 1920s, P.T. Barnum bought all of the museums in the country and tried to turn them into like the circus version of museums. And then all museums failed. And then this one has like opened to like in.
That's what happened, because I could never made it through that video.
Yeah. Right.
It's so long and it goes nowhere. I couldn't. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's what's happening in the video.
Okay. Wow. I'm amazed that you were able to comprehend that video.
Do you know
my
boyfriend?
Yeah, I did watch the video. Yeah.
And did you get that too?
Yes. Well, yeah. I got that the idea is that it used to be a museum just for things found from the Jurassic period, and then the idea of museums changed, and then they just collect weird diasporic stuff.
Yeah.
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 But basically. That's a different. See, you saw but a different video. I don't know what's going
on. They might have several. The through videos. Line there was just like.
No, that was definitely. There was a bit where it was like Barnum was the reason that all the museums failed.
Yeah. P.T. Barnum was the reason all museums failed. And then this one is like opened to like.
Right.
Try to fix
to reclaim
that.
Reclaim that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the most beautiful conspiracy theory that's ever existed.
Yeah. There's different sections of it. I mean, my favorite section is definitely the one that talks about all the. God, what is it called? Healing.
The one that has like the wives' tales kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. What is the word? Why can't I think
old wives' tales?
No,
like healing.
No, the
homeopathic.
Not just remedies.
Clapping hands.
Remedies. Jesus. Yeah, this. I couldn't think of the word remedy. All the old weird remedies like eating dead mice on toast will solve your, you know, sore throat.
I didn't think that was in there.
Oh, you did.
Rotate stuff out.
Yeah, no, they do.
That has been in there every time I went.
Yeah,
years.
That's been there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where
it's
is
also,
it?
It's also, the thing is, I've been
it's
there
straight
like,
ahead. There also, I've missed stuff.
Yeah, I've been there like a dozen times, and I find new things every time I go because there are rooms that you don't even realize exist.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Creepy
layout. Oh, I hope you didn't miss that part. There's like a duck kiss. It says like if you kiss a duck, you'll have.
I just didn't see that.
That was, it's like far in the back when you straight walk in. But then there's also the upstairs and then there's like a bunch of other stuff. So you might have missed that part.
They have a room.
Next time.
They have a room full of the portraits of the dogs that Russia sent to
Soviet
space.
Space dogs. Yeah.
That's which great.
Is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
That is a lovely room.
I think my favorite room. It's probably the room with all the dioramas of America's RV parks, obviously.
But you know, it's pretty great. There was a big production in London by a company called Punch Drink, and the show was called The Drowned Man, and they made a huge set. It was like an immersive theatre show that you walked around this five-story building.
Wow.
And one of the floors was, it just looked like that, and I wondered if somebody had seen that in that museum.
Probably.
And just because it was like full size.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And you could go into all of the trailers and the light, you know, it was that kind of dim orange lighting. And it was weird because I'd seen that show and then saw these little dioramas. And I was like, these tiny dioramas of a place that I've been.
Oh, wow.
It was creepy.
So that was neat for you on like a whole other level.
And then like zoom out and you're inside the diorama that someone else is looking at.
That figure looks like me. And then you remember a previous life that you had never remembered before.
What was the show? That show sounds amazing.
It's really cool.
They're a company that does these huge sort of big interactive.
Is it like a Broadway show?
You get the idea of the show. It's quite complicated. It's based on a play called Wojtek, which is an old play by a German playwright from the beginning of the 20th century.
This feels like a German play.
Yeah.
But they set it in Hollywood in the 20s and 30s, and the whole space is like every floor is a different sort of space in the story, and so the ground floor was this trailer park.
So you walk
park.
Through and there's people playing scenes in each?
Yeah, and you can follow characters, so you can like choose a character to follow and they'll go through and they'll encounter other characters and you can sort of just watch them and stuff like that. And sometimes people will get picked individually and like go into rooms and have these one-on-one experiences where, you know, someone reads your fortune or you get someone who comes in and says, I think you got talent, kid, you're gonna make it. Because the whole story is like this
Hollywood
sort of glamour tragedy type story. You know, one of the rooms is a wardrobe department, one of the floors, and it's full. You know, you can touch everything. Another room is a medical room where you're supposed to get medicals and the walls are just covered in different medical reports and stuff. It was a really cool show.
That sounds neat.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want to do that.
It's like Schenectady, New York meets LA Confidential.
It sounds like a fun version of that horrifying episode of Black Mirror that I don't know if you guys have seen, White Bear. No. It's kind of like that. That's like the scary version of that, where it's a...
The annoying thing is you have to wear a mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the actors don't, so it makes you obvious that you're not an actor.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, because somebody can't just jump in.
Yeah, because you could totally just take off your mask and sort of start doing some sort of organic physical movement and people would start following you around, which is very, very tempting.
That is...
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm proud of you for not doing that.
That seems like it should be embraced in that sort of environment. Like, if that's what you're feeling there... If that's what the environment does to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree with you, but I don't think the production would agree with you.
They would not be.
Yeah. If you've been rehearsing this show for this long, I can't even imagine like the rehearsal process for something like that. Man.
Well, the scenes are also very, not very wordy, very physical. Oh, they're mostly kind of dancey rather than not a lot of words.
That sounds fun, but whatever actors are involved with that, I would not want to hang out with.
Oh my God. You know they're the worst. Have you ever met that play they do in Vegas? What's it, something Tom and Stacey's Wedding?
Oh, Tom and Stacey.
Yeah. I've seen that in San Francisco.
Ned and Stacey's Wedding.
Yeah.
It's Italian.
Sounds great.
It's Italian. What is it, David? It's something Italian.
It's like Mona and Luigi's Wedding or something.
Yeah, you're like wedding guests at their wedding.
Tony and Tina's
wedding.
And Mario. Yeah,
you get served like really shitty, like ravioli. Yeah, Mario and Luigi's wedding.
But it's like
that
a wedding happening.
Would be an amazing experience. Actually,
I would love that.
Please do that. Oh,
and then everyone is Nintendo characters.
Yes.
That would make a lot of money.
A gay interactive Mario and Luigi's wedding experience.
Yeah. Where is it gay? Where's the gay part?
It's Mario and Luigi.
Oh, yeah.
They're both guys.
Spoiler. Are they brothers though?
Huh?
Are they brothers?
Yes, they're brothers.
But what if it's Mario and Waluigi?
Oh,
Luigi and Wario.
Yeah, it should be. Mario. No, Mario and Wario.
Mario and Wario.
Are they the same person? Mario buries his evil self.
Wait, is he? All right, we're going to think about it. We got to take it right.
Important research to do. We'll be right back.
Hey, and we're back. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Nadia Camille.
Hello.
Hey. So we did a little research on the break. Wario is Mario's cousin, according to Nintendo, the official
announced. I mean...
But Nadia had the good point. We don't know what degree of cousin it is.
Yeah, if it's not first cousins, totally fine. And if it is first cousins, you just need to do a test to make sure that they're not too genetically similar to have babies, which they're not going to have because they're two men.
They're both boys anyway.
Guys, it's fine. It's actually totally fine.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mario and Wario's wedding.
But now that if we're going to go the relative route anyway, let's just do Mario and Luigi.
Luigi.
Let's just do it.
And also because Wario has to crash the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love the idea of a hate fucking scene with Wario, but I don't want that to be the main through line.
Yeah.
Also, you're not going to show people fuck at the wedding, are you? Through silhouette. That's
Tess Barker's version.
Tess's.
But if this is like a show, you're imagining this is a whole like immersive show.
Like an interactive immersive show.
Yeah. You all get to go to like a creepy motel where they're like, you shouldn't do this, you're not in love with them. Yeah. And then that's where they have the hate fuck.
That's right.
And everyone's like, oh, this is disgusting.
Can you just imagine, one room where it's just Mario and Wario.
I know where it is. And we do this in West Hollywood, and that scene takes place in the room that Jim Morrison used to live in that motel. Have I ever told you guys about that place?
No. What is it called?
It's the Alta Cienega Hotel. It's right across the street from Barney's Beanery.
Okay.
When I lived in West Hollywood, my ex and I, they were doing like some crazy construction outside of our apartment. And so we were like, it was so loud, we weren't going to be able to sleep. So I was like, let's just get a hotel. So we got the only place that was dog friendly and available. We called and they were like, it's the room that Jim Morrison used to live in. And we were like, okay, that's fine.
Okay, sure. Who cares? Yeah.
So we show up and like definitely no housekeeping has been here since Jim Morrison lived there. There is a stank of like heroin and cum just coating the whole place.
Oh God,
but so romantic.
It's so hot, and people have paid tribute to him. Like all, like there's not a single inch of it that isn't like that doesn't have writing on it, and it's just got like
in semen,
yeah.
Oh God,
magic marker semen. But it's like the trippiest, creepiest place, and like it's the same furniture that he had.
Did you have sex in that room?
Yeah.
How could you know?
Yeah, we didn't stay there. We had sex there and then we went back to our apartment. But that's where we do the Wario Mario scene.
Okay. All right.
I like that crossover, like the doors exist in a Mario world in some way. I like that happened.
They're fucking and then the ghost of Jim Morrison shows up and is like, you know that you could be.
And then I punch him in his face.
Let my fire power.
Yeah.
Fire power.
Flower power. Flower not power. Fire power.
Can you put the sound effect of the mushroom mm-hmm. noise now?
Yeah, what if everybody what would the food be at this wedding? It'd be mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. Everyone does mushrooms.
Everyone does.
There it is.
Oh, chocolate gold coins.
Oh yeah, chocolate That's gold coins. Everyone eats, can you imagine that for dinner? Yeah. Mushrooms and chocolate gold coins.
And just peaches too.
Yeah, and peaches the worst.
And just
and like
turtles.
Dinosaur. You could serve
Yoshi meat.
Oh wait, that'd be sad.
Yeah, Yoshi. I like Yoshi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't Koopa eat the dinosaur because I'm vegetarian.
Yeah. Could serve Koopa meat, which is just like turtle.
Yeah, turtle.
Snapping turtle.
Turtle soup?
Yeah, turtle soup.
They have all those fish. You can serve fish because they have the underwater. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can serve bullets.
I guarantee you someone
stars?
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Can you eat
stars? Oh yeah, stars.
Stars?
Sure. Yeah. Starfish. No. I'm sorry.
You get like chicken noodle soup with the stars. I used to eat that when I was a kid.
This is going to be a beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I love this schizophrenic Cirque du Soleil show we have planned.
Yeah, I think it goes down on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
West Hollywood, California, 2016.
Yeah, meet us on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
At the Jim Moon Morrison place.
Yeah, we'll take a... we'll rent a stretch limo from Eagle Rock. That's where the adventure begins.
Speaking of stretch limo, you guys, I've had a couple people suggest that we get a party bus to go see Pitch Perfect 2. And I think...
I'm down. I don't care.
That sounds like a good time.
Did you guys both see Pitch Perfect 1?
I love Pitch Perfect 1. Right? Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I think we should do it.
Pitch Perfect 1. It sounds so weird to say 1. No,
Pitch Perfect the first.
Have you not noticed that I've been doing cups this whole time under the table?
God, that scene.
Oh, this is okay. I'm looking up Super Mario themed weddings. Look at this. They have the little plant in the middle.
Adorable.
They have like the...
Oh, that's really cute. The little snapper
plant.
Plant.
Mm-hmm. The snapper plant.
That's cute.
But okay, this is obviously very practical for like a theatrical experience, but I don't know about having a Super Mario themed real wedding.
If that's what brought you together, if that's
no,
what
but that's
into.
Exactly the problem.
No, man, let people, whatever, whatever. People can plan their weddings however they want.
If it's in the name of love,
yeah,
you go for it, kids.
I'm the only one who thinks it's weird to have a Super Mario wedding.
I don't know, why not?
You're making me feel pretty bad about mine.
There's all sorts of themes. I think Super Mario is more of a fun theme than like. Blue.
I think you definitely might look back at those pictures and be a little embarrassed. Right. Yes, but
or not.
But
I don't know.
Like I don't know. Who cares? Like all the weddings are the same, so might as well make it different a little bit.
It just feels like I don't know. Your wedding is brought by Hot Topic or something.
Yes, that does. If you had like a Nightmare Before Christmas themed wedding, well. Then yes, that would be a Hot Topic.
This means you're a good Charlotte fan.
Let's play our game. Would you rather? Rather?
Wow.
That's what everyone's hearing when they listen to this on their headphones. Yeah.
That's going to be their first dance.
Yeah. Oh, lady-to-lady themed wedding. Hell yeah.
That would be adorable.
Yeah, we will officiate the shit out of your wedding.
Oh my God, we'll wear our three-person sweater.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a three-person sweater.
We do.
Yes.
Oh my God, I want to see it so much.
We have a picture of it.
Please wear it whilst riding a triple bicycle.
That will triple bicycle into your wedding, perform the ceremony, and then we'll do a bonus fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
But like that's the bonus.
For free. Check that in for free.
With your husband and your two least favorite exes.
I like that.
Your husband, the father of the bride.
I hope that's not one of your
And the father of your children.
Yeah.
I'm already an officiant in the state of New York, so let's
what
get
are,
it.
Would our three-person sweater work on a bicycle, though? Because it goes, like, across.
I think it's stretchy.
It works so good for pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stretchy.
Maybe
it's
not stretchy. For health and safety, but
we could do it.
We could figure it out.
I mean, we could also get a giant skateboard.
Yeah.
That would be so hard. That would be harder than a bike.
All of good ideas just get shot down. Obviously, right. Skateboarding in a three-person sweater is easier than riding a bike.
No.
No, it's not.
Okay. What if you just get a really long horse?
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. And you can all ride side saddle.
That sounds great.
I'm into that. I'm into that. We can get a long horse. Somebody has like
anybody has a lead on a long horse. Anybody who's got any long horse
like
leads?
Like a corgi horse. That would be awesome.
Oh, yes.
A Dachshund.
I would like that too. Oh, yes. Actually, that'd be perfect if there was a horse-sized Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Because I don't like how high up you are on horses. So if I was like a foot away from the ground, perfect.
I really like that.
I would love that.
I just want a stretched out pony. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. And then just to help the pony, because it's probably going to be a lot of weight for its little short legs.
Yeah.
We attach.
What are you trying to say, Tess?
There's three of us.
I'm kidding.
We wear skates and we let our feet drag across the ground.
Sure.
Sure.
And then David wears skates also and he holds onto the tail.
Yeah.
And he
has. Pony skiing.
Hey, stretched out pony sounds like my vagina. I'm sorry.
No. And okay. Are you seeing anybody about that? Or just the therapist?
Just the therapist. That's why she was late. She was inside me and she didn't know. Okay. Let's, should we do this?
Yeah. Yes. Let's get into one.
Let's see. Hard.
Would you rather be a master of every musical instrument or be fluent in every language?
Dang.
Musical instrument.
I also vote musical instrument.
Yeah, because I really regret not knowing how to play the piano or the guitar.
I do too, but yeah. I have to go language.
I don't want to talk to that many people.
Yeah, I already don't want to talk to enough people. Yeah.
I love traveling.
Yeah, I love traveling. And it was like my secret dream to speak every language when I was a kid. So I definitely love that. But then...
Can you speak any other
languages? Music is the language of love.
True.
And I hate love, so definitely languages.
That's so hard. I mean, I would choose musical instruments just because, like, I want so badly to, like, write music, but I don't know how to play anything.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, and then, like, if you knew how to play every musical instrument, like, you could get rich and then, I don't know, pay somebody a shitload of money to teach you languages.
Boom. But
solved.
Excuse me, if you could speak every language, you could also be rich, though.
I think knowing every instrument is a quicker path.
Probably more lucrative.
Yeah.
I don't know. Translating.
Right. Yeah, if you could...
Do they make a lot of money?
Translators?
Yeah.
Like the UN and stuff like that?
But I also feel like you're always on the verge of being a hostage if you're a translator.
Yeah, like, you're not... I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys, but we're comedians. We're out there to be in the limelight. I'm not translating somebody else's bullshit. I want my own
translator. Yeah, but you can.
Yeah.
Just freestyle it. You'd be like... Oh, yeah, I'm totally going to tell him what you're saying.
Let me interpret this creatively.
He's saying, you look great, baby.
That never works out well for the translator. Haven't you guys watched spy movies?
Yeah,
but at least the translator gets to be there doing the spy shit. I love that.
I don't know that
but
that's
wouldn't
a good
you rather
thing.
Be the spy?
Yeah. And you get to travel.
Yeah, but are you kidding me? The kind of spy work you can get if you can speak every language.
Yes, you could do a lot of spy work.
I could do a lot of spy work.
I think my dad was actually approached by MI6, he tells me, but then he's also a massive liar. So that could be one of his many lies. But he says that he was approached by MI6, because he's Arab, he's Iraqi, but lives in the UK, to work for them in Beirut when it was all kicking off in Lebanon. Was it the early 90s or something?
Has he had any background in stuff like that at all, or was it just because he was Iraqi?
I think it's because he's like, you know, kind of a smart Iraqi guy who looks like he could be either.
And you mean Mission Impossible 6, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. My dad's film's coming out next year.
Yeah. My dad is called Tom. And he's secretly an Arab.
I wish the Tom
he's
Cruise.
He's covering it up with Scientology.
That's what Scientology does.
Yeah.
It's a cover for Arabs. It's a cover for Arabs to do well in America.
I mean, it's working. They've done...
Yeah. He has a lot of
they've
movies.
They've done it.
That's awesome.
Tom Cruise is such an interesting mystery to me. He's like, what is he?
Oh.
I've heard that he's really, really nice.
I've heard that too.
I've heard he's really nice too.
I'm not anti by any means.
No, I read a whole thing about how his like his life got kind of ruined because of a
because of his one funny tooth.
No, because
he does have a poopy tooth.
Because of jumping on the couch and like somehow like that was one of the first viral videos and it like made people not take him seriously.
Okay, well, if he's bitching about that, Tom Cruise can suck my dick because I'm sorry, his life was ruined. Were those his words?
No, no, no.
Also, he wouldn't even need to get on his knees to do that.
Tess, this wasn't him saying it.
Oh, okay.
This was an analyzation of how his career went after it. And it was just like really interesting because it said that people didn't take him seriously and that like he never actually did jump on the couch. Like the editing was weird. I don't know.
No, he jumped on a couch.
He jumped on a couch.
That was a wide shot. Oprah was in it too. He definitely
jumped on a couch. I agree. But it was a weird part during that.
I think that was great for his image. Like that was like, okay, Tom Cruise is not fucking around.
Well, because nobody knew anything about him before. And I was like, oh, you actually care about a human. You're not like a hot robot. Awesome.
Well, to me, I just love an unhinged psychopath.
Well,
and I think he really showed that.
To me,
I like the idea of a hot robot.
Hot robot.
More of those, please.
Oh, don't worry, they're coming.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we've decided.
I don't want them to come.
Yeah.
That's bad programming. Yeah.
I can't wait till we have hot robots.
They scare the hell out of me. The only way that I would go to space is if there were hot robots that had free will on Earth. That would be
if they drove you out of here.
So That's the only way.
I get into arguments with my boyfriend all the time because he's like, if space travel becomes possible, would you do it? I'm like, fuck no, I'm not leaving the atmosphere. I absolutely
What is up there for you? Like for me, there's enough shit on Earth that I want
to
see.
I don't want to go to the bottom of the ocean, and I refuse to leave the atmosphere because I become the bottom of the food chain in both situations.
That's how you make life interesting, by putting yourself on the bottom of the food chain.
My life is interesting
enough. But I want to go to, I mean, like, there's just so much on Earth that I want to see. And maybe if I saw everything on Earth first, then I would want to go.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
You can see a lot of it from space.
Yeah, you can see
like, all
of
at once.
Like,
I mean, I want to be, like, in Africa, you know, seeing all the animals and stuff. I don't want to be seeing it from space. That's not fun.
Yeah.
So I see. It's like,
I don't want to be wearing a diaper, like, watching the world, you know.
Wait, where's the diaper come in?
You're an astronaut to wear diapers.
Oh, totally worth it. But I think
that... Oh, so you can just do that down here.
Yeah, you can just wear a diaper down here.
I said I don't want to.
Yeah.
But
you can just borrow mine. It's
okay, great.
It's, I mean, you could go... Ideally, you survive space. So,
ideally, yes.
Ideally, first of all,
with a pinch of luck,
God willing, and so you could totally go to space and then come back and do that awesome road trip through America.
What? Where? In what world?
What do you mean?
But I don't. If I had the option, I would rather travel the Earth than go
into space. Go to space.
What about?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Would you rather travel the world or go to space?
What would you do? Like, isn't Virgin Galactic the idea of that?
Is I don't
that
do
you
it.
Fly into space mm-hmm. to make round the world flights mm-hmm. like 2 hours long?
I love
so
that.
So you go like from London, you'd fly into space, the Earth orbits, and then you fly back down.
That's
you're in
so
Sydney in 2
insane.
Hours.
I love it. I'm so
That's
excited.
That's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, I just
That's cool.
See...
It stresses me out.
Can you imagine how cool it would be to look down at your planet?
Yeah, I've seen pictures. Like I just don't like the idea of not being able to breathe in the atmosphere.
It's so funny. I don't, how stressed out I just, this makes Tess.
Apollo 13 was really influential on me as a kid. Every space movie where like they're light years away and like the idea that there's no way to get to a place that you can breathe naturally without a machine around you terrifies the shit out of me. I don't like relying on machines for things.
I understand that.
That's why I don't want to go to space.
I understand.
Yeah. I just
don't. But...
This is an argument that I constantly get into with Brendan. Like, it's actually, like, gotten a little heated sometimes.
Well, you know, as you guys get older.
That's what boyfriends are for. Like, really dumb conversation about shit that will never happen.
I'm just like, I'm not going to space. I'm sorry. Like, I'm very curious about a lot of things on this earth.
Like him packing his space suitcase.
I'm leaving the atmosphere. Fine. Have fun with your zero Gs.
With a little handkerchief on a stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the handkerchief is floating
just
in the air.
Like, that was badly thought through.
Seen those kids that are training to go to Mars?
No.
Because, like, Mars mission is within our lifetime. So they've got children now who are training to be the first people who are going to go to Mars. And they're like,
oh, God.
Like that, just going like, oh yeah, just learning the oboe and, you know, going to gymnastics classes and all the normal stuff because I'm going to Mars.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a really big choice to make for your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also kind of a fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what if your kid doesn't want to... What if your kid...
Yeah, when you're 18, I'm sending you to Mars. Yeah.
But I'm sure that would have felt similar to people in the olden days sending their children to Australia or America.
That's true.
Yeah.
It would have felt like Mars.
I mean, if that's still on the table by the time I have kids, I'm definitely putting my kids in some Mars classes. Definitely. Because you don't want your kids to not be prepared when we all gotta... That's the other thing. You should be prepared to go to space because you might have to go to space.
No. You're burying my ass on this planet. That's what's happening. I will be buried in the goddamn earth.
Like an earthquake. Are you prepared for that?
Yes, I have water in my house.
But you're not prepared. Like, are you prepared for a tornado? You know what I mean?
We don't have tornadoes here.
Whatever. For any natural disaster.
Global warming means anything can happen anywhere. Yeah.
I'm not saying I have the best packet ready to go. But
you don't have your go bag?
But mentally, if an earthquake happens, I'm not like, no, I don't do earthquakes.
I'm not saying that, but like, you know, there's a lot of shit on Earth we should be prepared for first, I believe, before being prepared for space.
I guess I'm just an optimist.
I am
an optimist who foresees the end of the world coming enough that I'm ready to go to space.
I feel like with kids that it would be perfect if you told your kid they were going to go to Mars, so they just like really studied and shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry, it didn't happen. Yeah. But look, you're a great person.
My kids can leave the planet. That's fine. I'm not going to, though. Yeah. I'm going to be fucking...
Don't forget to call.
You're going to be like the mom that doesn't fly. You can't be the mom that doesn't fly.
No, I fly in airplanes all the time.
I know. Well, as things progress, space shuttles are going to be the new
airplanes.
You're
like a racist grandmother.
Then no, I'm a space? No, thank you. Not for me. It wasn't for my day. It's not for me.
Are you calling me a spacist? Is that what you're calling me? Yeah, I'm a spacist.
That's not what I had to grow up with. And I'm not changing now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a spacist. Sorry. That's fine.
Yeah, all you spacists out there, sorry if we've offended anybody. We'll be back.
Hey, kids, we're back. I'm Jess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
Yes.
And we're here with Nadia Camille.
You can call me Wah Nadia.
Wah Nadia. Nadia.
Are you Wah Nadia right now? With all that space talk.
Okay, quick sidebar. What would the evil version of yourself look like?
Oh.
Or be, like, not just look like, but be, you know. I don't know what that would be, because some parts of me, I feel evil, so...
Yeah. I was going to say, it's just me hungry.
Yeah.
I think me, like, if I had zero, like, if I, some, I, you know, like, doing this career, you get worried about ego and narcissism and stuff, mm-hmm. but I think if I was a true narcissist that had no care for anybody else ever... Yeah.
Do you think that's your most, that's the quality that has the biggest danger of igniting itself?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that one. For me too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard with what we, you know, you're like doing your shit all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
I think I already look like the evil version of myself because I always like colored hair always feels like, oh no, that's like the edgy evil one.
Kind of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What's the other side of that?
Just like, mousy blonde, like a mousy blonde hair. Just quiet and mousy.
Yeah. So you don't have an evil version. You just have like the opposite.
I am the evil version. This whole time.
What about you, Nadia?
I think probably like a blonde Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. Right.
I like that.
Oof. I'm glad that you and not that. She would look like shit as a blonde.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, everybody looks pretty good as a blonde. I'm just going to say.
I mean, my hair is busted as all hell, but...
All right, let's do a lady problem. I feel a little bad because this one, you know, he wrote to us a little while ago, so we're sorry we took a little bit to get back to you, but we're very excited.
But here we are now.
If you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org is our email address.
Yeah, we need them.
Lady. animal in ecstasy.
That's what that song feels like.
Yeah.
Right?
I was actually thinking that.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, I used to do a lot of ecstasy, and I feel like it's a relatively new drug where we don't really know the long-term effects of it.
Yeah.
And I do sometimes, if I'm stoned and I listen to techno, I will get like ecstasy flashbacks.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean flashbacks?
Oh, they're fun. And just like...
Yeah, that sounds good. What awesome. That doesn't sound like a bad long-term
effect. That's not bad.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not bad at all.
Is it like acid and it like deposits shit in your spine?
Possibly.
That's what acid does, right?
It said that it like makes holes in your brain if you do like a shitload
of
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I don't even know if that could possibly be true.
I think holes ecstasy in your brain? Is fine.
I don't know. I'm not going to say.
I think it's fine. Listen to Auntie Nadia.
I agree with you. I did it once with this girl that I went to theater school with, and her mom was a nurse, and her mom said it was fine. So
I thought you were going to say her mom was a nerd. Her mom was a nerd.
She was a super nerd.
And she didn't. She said my God.
She wouldn't take the drugs with us.
I have to tell you guys this story. I met this guy last night, and we were talking about like Hooters, and I was telling him about how he should stay at the Hooters Casino in Vegas.
Of course. Because it's the best place.
We need to be sponsored.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
For so many reasons.
Hello.
If anybody is associated with the Hooters Casino in Vegas.
Or Hooters at all.
At all. Yeah. At all.
Email us. Oh, my God. Hello.
So we were talking about Vegas, and he was telling his craziest Vegas story. And he was like, oh, my God, I did acid with a hooker, and I changed her life. And I was like, what? And so he told me that he and this his friend had like hired this girl for the night, and like they all did acid together. She didn't end up having sex with any of them. She just hung out with them.
Yeah.
But he like they had this like intense conversation. He was like, you know, what are you doing with your life? You don't have to be doing this. You know, like you could be a bartender.
Number one, he did not change her life. She was just a good hooker. It was like, this is what the guy wants right now. That's
I know.
Fine.
Well, he actually said that she found him the next day, and she was like, thank you so much. I'm going to move back home to Arizona. She gave them back their money. Like, so he actually might have changed her life. Oh. I don't know. But
maybe she was like, I cannot deal with any of these guys anymore.
Yeah. Like, I think they're like going to change. Yeah. Just like, let's fuck.
I just want to have sex with people for money.
Yeah.
But you like, didn't pay me for overtime.
Like, the fact that he was like, you could be like a bartender somewhere was so funny. He's just like, you could reach better heights, baby.
Vaulting like, ambition.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of know what he means, though, because that's another job where you can make a lot of serious cash back.
Yeah, that was the point. But it was still like a funny, like not like you could be a teacher, like follow your dream.
Yeah.
You could sling drinks to guys.
To alcoholics, No, and still you're gonna have to show your tits kind
of thing. Yeah.
You're gonna make less money but have to talk to these assholes.
You're still gonna have to pretend you care.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. He was like very proud of himself.
That said,
of course he was.
I love that as like a modern pretty woman. They do acid together, and that's how he rescues her and turns into
that is a good idea.
Yeah. Except it sounds like it's more from the 70s rather than
that's
modern.
Okay. Yeah, set it in the
70s. So it'd be a prequel.
Yeah. P.T. Anderson, make that.
Hey, P.T., we know you're a fan.
Pete's.
What is P.T.? I don't even know what P.T.
Yeah, it's Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Let's go on.
Lady problem.
Alrighty then. All right. I've been seeing a great guy for around 10 months now. From the first moment I saw him walk down the pub stairs, I was smitten. Seriously, wowza. He's 43 years old and I'm 28. We seem to enjoy each other's company and talk every single day. I'm not the most experienced dater, but I'd say that it has more to do with my selective nature when picking romantic partners. I'm not fond of most. My previous relationships have never lasted over 6 months, and I feel as though I'm in unknown waters. This unknown is creating a sense of neediness, insecurity, and doubt where it doesn't always represent the reality that's in front of me. Granted, I'm aware of the behavior and try hard not to blow up his phone when my persevering with my, I don't know that word,
persevering is what he meant.
Okay. Yeah. ADHD thoughts, but I'm making myself miserable. I just don't want to throw up all these thoughts onto him, especially in situations when I'm more affectionate than he is, and when he doesn't respond exactly in the way that I want, I veer into a tailspin. I internalize most of it, but I know he can tell I'm overly sensitive. I'm not as good at hiding my feelings as I pretend to believe I am. I know he cares through many of his actions, but I see my behaviors as potentially damaging to the relationship. What's a fella to do? Also, update, because we told him it was going to take him a minute to answer the problems, and he said that he was still feeling some anxiety, but they've now been together for a year.
Ooh. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, the anxiety feels really in contrast to some of his behavior, such as his gift giving for Christmas and making New Year's really special, all of which he did in the most intense retail season at the vinyl and CD record store he owns and runs. Hot. other behaviors are not texting me all day, drive me kind of crazy. Granted, he has so much to focus on. I occasionally wish I could just fit into his day better. I end up doing a lot of deep, calming breaths. Any insight is appreciated.
Well, I think one of the things about like the texting is it might be a little bit generational, you know?
That is true.
He's 43. Yeah. And I mean, I think there's nothing matter with your age gap at all, except like technology is much more a younger person's thing. Like,
yeah,
older people,
we're
I know,
much more addicted to our cell phones and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so don't take that
personally.
Older
men.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like he is. He sounds like he's really gone out of his way to make him feel special a lot.
Oh, I had this confused. I thought he was 43 and the boyfriend was 28.
No,
he's
boyfriend.
The 28.
He's the young one.
Yeah.
That definitely could be a generational
Yeah,
thing.
I think the texting and not responding is definitely probably a lot of that.
But also, I think like relationship-wise, yeah, generationally, are quite different. We're much more communicative, I think, as a generation, yes, of people doing it with each other. Mm-hmm. Then I had a boyfriend who was like...
older.
A million years old. It was a dinosaur. I went out with a dinosaur.
You're dating a Highlander
dinosaur.
It
was really, really hot.
Was it a
he
carnivore or an herbivore?
So much. I mean, like, talk about experience in the bedroom. Like, yeah, thousands of years.
You would think of it. It was Yoshi.
All those tiny hands all over you. Yeah.
Every time he got a boner, that's what the noise was. Yeah.
I'm going to picture that next time I see a boner.
Oh, God.
Where's the gulping sound from the...
I might download that as an app so I can just have it ready to go. And when I found... It was like 20 age difference when I was going out with this older guy. And I think he felt like he had to be cooler because he was older.
Mm. Okay.
And I think... Like, I just think old men are terrible.
That's a valid point. Well... Especially someone who is single at like an older age. Not that you can't mm-hmm. go in and out of relationships and that you're still deserving of love, obviously, as you get older.
Yeah.
But someone,
unless you're a man.
But, yeah, but someone who's been single for that long, like, probably has some emotional availability issues, right?
Well, I don't know. We don't know if he's like, we don't know his history. Like,
yeah,
maybe he's been in
history.
Long relationships
That's
and they've
true.
Broken up. Like, you never know. I mean,
I
have no problem with this
like
gap
our,
at all.
The,
obviously.
The guy who wrote in, I do think he's just being a little. You know, over
just
the
a little
top.
Needy.
Yeah, he's being a little needy, it sounds mm-hmm. like. And he knows it. But that's the problem. When you know that you're doing something mm-hmm. and you can't stop mm-hmm. it, that sucks. And I get what that's like. You know?
Yeah.
I think the best solution is to have some kind of a distraction. Like, what's your record store? Like, if you have something that you're so consumed with that you're not really thinking about him mm-hmm. texting you or not.
Also, it's just some people are just different. They just approach things differently. They're not very... like texty, or they're not very, you know, doing loads of things when you're like, I've done all this stuff, why haven't you done all this stuff? They're just brain works in a different way, they mm-hmm. operate in a different way, and you just have to accept that and like appreciate what they do
mm-hmm.
And like that's he's really showing true. You yeah. said that he's showing it through his actions. I mean, I hopefully that would be enough, but since it's not, I think you do just have to find ways to distract yourself and just know that because he's not texting you back means nothing. He's just he's
You guys have been together for a year.
Yeah, you've been together for a year. He's not purposely ignoring you. He's not, you know, doing any of that stuff.
Yeah. I remember my therapist, I just looked it up. It's there's a thing called the 5 love languages that like my therapist has talked to me about, where like there's 5 different ways that people can show love, and people tend to have one that is the way that they show love the most. And there's like words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, or physical touch. So like people tend to have one that they lean on the most. So it sounds like you're a person that communicates a lot. Like that's mm-hmm. the way that you show love the most. And maybe he the gifts that he gives, like he shows that he cares through that. So it's just kind of understanding the way that somebody shows that they love you, and like understanding that like that's the best way for them. And they can do other things. And like, hey, like
they can do other things, but it's not necessarily the most natural thing for them to be communicating all the time.
Yeah,
it also explains why you've been touching me this whole time.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to.
We've
hold
all just been hugging this entire.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you guys think you are?
What are the options?
What are the options?
Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving
yes,
gifts,
yes, yes,
quality time,
yes.
physical touch.
Yes, all, yes, all.
You're all of them?
I'll say yes, you, to all.
Well, everybody is like, it's a spectrum, one. Kind of.
I know,
like,
it's a spectrum, but I actually tried to take this test with my boyfriend. He asked me, and I was like, I can't do it. It's too weird for you to ask me these questions. It just like felt weird. Because he was like, what's more important to you, like me giving you a thoughtful gift or me spending time with you? And I was like, both. They're both extremely important to me. Not that I need items, but that you would put, like, I cannot put a value on both of those. Mm-hmm. I guess time, because in all, I'd rather spend time, but like, it also means a lot to me that you're thinking of something when we're not together.
Because that's time too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's also time.
So how is receiving gifts?
Well, it's like,
I think it's receiving love.
I think it's giving
I'm
and receiving.
I'm so loving when you give me gifts.
That's the kind I want to be.
I think it's, your love language. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that is weird. I think, and then when the quiz thing I did, it was like, what's most important to you, like getting thoughtful gifts or like spending time? So I don't know.
I'm sorry, but if you choose that one, you're a dick. If that's the most important thing to you, there's no way around it. You're an asshole.
No.
Yeah.
I express love by saying, thank you. I love it.
I think definitely for this guy, like, a good Tess is right, like, find your record store. Like, I don't know what your job is, or like, if you have a thing that you're as passionate about as this thing that he owns, but like, your loved one can also be your number one hobby,
right? Yeah. Exactly. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, you can't make that the same thing.
And you can do, like, you, if you're like really that, you know, into the relationship and stuff, there's like things you can do that will occupy your time that are also cool to do for him. Like, maybe get into cooking and start making him like really awesome dinners, so that you have like a task that's keeping your brain consumed,
right.
But it's still feeding into the relationship.
Yeah, I think it's important, because he said he's doing breathing exercise and stuff when he gets really caught up. So I think that's good. Mm-hmm. I think being forgiving of yourself is really important, and saying like, you know what, it's okay that I'm feeling needy and stuff, but I should just like take a walk or take a break and just, you know, I would suggest, honestly, leave your phone at home and go for a walk.
It's a big one.
Go out for a few hours.
Yeah.
That will do wonders. Like, just leave it there and you're not going to be worried about it.
Or just get a text boyfriend.
Yeah, get a text.
There you go.
Just sign up for one of those services that texts you bad, shitty jokes every every half hour or something.
Yeah, I think definitely leaving your phone behind is an important thing.
And, and you won't learn to be so like needy for that, just in general.
And like, don't feel like you can't talk about any of this stuff with him. Like, don't hide this from him, because like, that will turn into something else. Just kind of be honest. Like, this is stuff that I'm kind of working with. And if you feel like it is too much, like, there's no harm in finding a therapist to talk to about this too.
Yeah, I've been having an interesting thing happen with this relationship that I'm in, because it's the first like legitimate one I've been in for so long, and I realize that I haven't had anyone to be vulnerable to for so long.
It's really hard.
That like, it's all coming out, you know?
Yeah,
so it's just like, oh God, like, I'm not a basket case, but like, I'm like, have never had anybody to express a lot of
stuff. I remember
that.
Yeah, like the first year of my relationship was the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, me too.
Because I definitely was like, oh, like, I can be open with you, and therefore you're getting 7 years worth of emotion that
this
I haven't expressed.
It's like to really trust a person.
Yeah, it's like when a guy hasn't jacked off in forever and then there's like Jell-O in his cum.
Oh God, what?
I am not even gonna.
Yeah, so.
Well, like flavored?
No, well, cum flavored.
The most delicious of all.
Can I say, cum on an empty stomach is a bad idea, Rick.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure you've eaten before.
So that makes it sound like on a cadaver.
The thing that surprised me the most about that was that I didn't have an immediate answer for you.
You'd want to have like at least had like breakfast first.
Yeah.
Have a little amuse-bouche.
That's why I like to keep a packet of nuts by the bed, because if you want some, like, but what if you want to get into it like in the morning, you know, you don't have to get up and go get a whole meal.
Yeah.
So just like have some Go-Gurt.
Here, come in this Go-Gurt and won't know the difference.
That's
fine.
That's so gross. Anyway, I think being in the beginning of a relationship, of the, like, if you haven't been in one with somebody for a long time, I definitely understand that like, it's weird to find somebody who you can like express things to, and you shouldn't be scared to do it, but also, you know, you should try to like handle it and know that like, he loves you and he's expressing it the best way he can. So
so hopefully that's helpful.
Hopefully we helped, and you know, thanks for letting us know, and we hope it goes great.
Keep writing us back.
I'll be a text boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's quite
text Nadia. There you go.
Maddie's number is...
I love to sext.
Is this like a UK number, like star 01 something 935?
Plus 44 is the UK.
Plus 44, that's it.
Just plus 44, me babe.
But that just sounds so much more exotic than our...
Plus 44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can everybody find you on the internet to find all your amazing stuff?
My website is nadiakamal.co.uk, or Twitter are mostly on being overly personal.
I love that.
Awesome.
That's a good way to be. And we'll link to all that stuff on our post too.
Cool. And go watch all of her videos because they're awesome.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Watch out for her, USA. She's here now.
Oh, yeah. Did live here.
Well, I went to a baseball game and that was my first sort of experience of like the national anthem.
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Where like that actually everybody's stopping to sing the national anthem for no reason.
Wait, do you guys not do that in the UK at your sporting events?
No.
Oh, that doesn't happen at soccer games?
No.
Really?
It's so fun.
No. Yeah, it's great. And then and then you get a fierce bitch who sings it and you're like, oh,
you don't like it? Why didn't you like it? I just want to be curious.
Oh, no, I did like it. It's just like a weird experience.
Yeah. I like it. Like, it just feels like
so much nationalism. It's the only...
Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing is like this. There's so much shitty stuff happening in this country and sometimes you feel weird being like, I don't know, patriotic, but like that moment of like singing the song. I don't
Especially if somebody knows how to sing it right.
Yeah, I love a diva who can nail the national anthem.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I like that you can add like a million notes into that.
Oh yeah, you can make it your own.
That last line can go on forever.
Idina Menzel is doing it at the Super Bowl this year.
Oh shit!
That's so crazy.
We're taking the over, right?
Is Tom what's his name? John Travolta going to introduce her?
If he did that
would be so good.
Oh my god.
What if he popped out like in the stage or something? Like Beyonce that one.
Oh my god. It's just like a silhouette of him from like from Saturday Night Fever.
But then the real John Travolta pops up.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of Beyonce.
Okay.
Which one are we not?
Yes.
Sean went to a Clippers game last night and sat courtside. Guess who was fucking there?
Beyonce?
Was
courtside?
Oh
yes.
No.
He saw Beyonce and Jay-Z and she was
Tessa's
wearing a cool hat.
Tessa's face literally coming off.
And she's pulling her face cool off.
And then I saw on her Instagram today that she's in Myanmar. How do you even do that?
You're Beyonce.
Private jet, baby. Yeah, no.
I
should have gone to that game.
I know. He went with a work friend. I'm happy for him.
Can you really look at Beyonce though?
Without melting?
Is it physically possible?
Yeah,
is it just like looking at the sun?
She's the Ten Commandments in the first Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
Like it feels like she melts people around.
Yeah, that's no question.
He's clearly lying, otherwise he would have returned home as a block of salt.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladymaximumfun.org and come see us February 25th in San Francisco.
Yay.
See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.